This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andy Benoit's Top 400 Sports Illustrated is out. Best players in the NFL. How do you rank 400 players? What a task that is by a talented writer. And so now we do the easy thing where we come behind him and pick nits with little rankings.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we all know the game that's being played here. Great job by him to put it out there. You know you're going to get jackasses like us in every market going, how the hell is our guy lower than he should be? Mr. Benoit, defend yourself. Yeah, we all know what's going to happen here, but it's good content. It's instructive.
We do have a case, though, in this market this time.
Exactly.
He's got Kirk Cousins ranked the 19th quarterback. We're taking your calls on that. Should let you know, by the way, 10:32. We're going to get into Steven Strasburg's injury. The Nats are saying he has a nerve impingement.
I don't know what that is, frankly.
I don't either. He leads the league in weird injuries that are termed things I haven't heard for pitchers before, but also that he's okay and he's going to make his next start. Color me still concerned until I see him go 7 clean innings.
Thank you.
Do they need to add starting pitching at the deadline? We'll debate that later this hour. So if you want to chime in on that, you can prepare to after 10:30. But to the phones we go on Cousins ranking 19th. I say all the time, I got him somewhere between like 9 and 13 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I think on his best day, he's a back-end top 10 passer. Generally, he's in that 10 to 13 range. Brady, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Ryan all ahead of him. Luck, Breeze, Rivers all ahead of him. Stafford ahead of him. Carr ahead of him. That's your top 10-ish. I think he and Eli Manning are kind of similar, to be honest with you, as stat compilers who are really good, more than they are great elite quarterbacks. Joe Flacco behind him. Russell Wilson in the same area as him. Carson Palmer last year was behind him. Body of work, career-wise, might be ahead of him.
You remember, 2 years ago, he and Newton were back and forth vying for the MVP for most of the season before kind of failing off or trailing off at the end.
Palmer. I've never been a big Cam Newton guy as a passer. I've looked bad one time, by the way. One season, it was 2 years ago.
You've been right as a passer. But again, I factor in the double-digit touchdowns and
yeah,
the running game and everything else.
To.
We know that.
Yeah, and so you put him ahead of him. He's won an MVP award before.
Right.
No problem with that. But that conversation where Jameis Winston is, where your Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott's are, Cousins is like 4 players behind that. I think he's at the front of that pack. So to me, he's back end top 15 if you're ranking going into the season right now. 13, 14, something like that. 5-6 spots higher than he is. And I don't see how anyone can tell me Joe Flacco is fringe top 10 at this point.
Ranking right now versus who you'd rather have for 5 years should be 2 different categories. I think we both acknowledge that, right? Because you've got arrows trending up for guys like Jameis Winston.
Yeah, would you
young
take
players.
Cousins or Winston this season? I would take Cousins.
Yes.
Would you take Cousins or Winston for the next 5 years? I would take Winston.
Yeah, so I think those are 2 different categories. If it's ranking right now this minute, then I have a couple head scratchers on this list.
And maybe you say the same with Dak. But Dak is coming off of a year where everything was 72 and sunny and it came really easy. Let's never forget, Robert Griffin had an amazing season. Now, Colin Kaepernick had a brilliant season.
He was both those guys were incredible.
I don't think he's going to crash back down to earth because I think he's better than those guys as a passer. But my point is, let's see what he is when Ezekiel Elliott's suspended and not available for a couple games. Let's see what he is. He has never had to throw 44 times effectively to win. He has not had to. I would like to have him do that before I say he's one of the 13 best passers in the NFL.
And I hate how these things go, but it's one of those, okay, you guys, it's a weird, fluky start. You fumbled the kickoff. You're down 21 points. Can you go win the game as a passer? When everybody knows what's happening, when you can't grind out the clock and hold the football for 40 minutes and use everything, can you go throw 45 times and win me some football
He
games?
Has not had to do that either.
I'm curious to see.
Let's go to Cordell in D.C. Hello, Cordell.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, dude?
Man, I think that I'm not a Kirk Cousins home. I want to make that clear because it took me a while to get on the Kirk Cousins train.
Me too.
But because I was big on Robert Griffin, I was one of the ones that was sipping the Kool-Aid after the rookie year. It's hard not to.
Of course.
But to tell me that Kirk Cousins is 19th in the league for quarterbacks behind Joe Flacco, behind Sam Bradford, Come on. I mean, even Carson, it depends. You got to tell me what this guy is basing it on, because some of these names on this list is preposterous. I think it's gotten to a point in Kirk Cousins' case where the contract situation is now making people dislike him 100%. Even more, regardless of what he does on the field. People have this light of him to no matter what. He is overrated because of the contract situation. They feel like he's not worth all the fuss. That you can say that, but don't disrespect his game to say that he is a 19th best quarterback in the league. His numbers say otherwise.
Well, his numbers are over the last couple of years, depending on the numbers you look at, are in the 4-7 range.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't base it on numbers because that would obviously put him too high on the list. Sam Bradford last year, people may not know this or understand from a season ago what he did. He had a 4-1 touchdown interception ratio.
He was really good.
20 touchdowns, 5 picks, and a quarterback rating of 99. That was an archaic offense. They didn't throw the ball that much. He didn't even throw for 4,000 yards. He missed one game. His rating was 99. He was the ultimate manager, though, which throughout his career is kind of what he's been. He has been in the league for 6 years, okay? People last year dismissed Cousins throwing for almost 5,000 because of how easy it is to throw. Sam Bradford's never thrown for 4,000 yards. Not one time. You're telling me he, who has never had more than 21 touchdowns, Cousins has done that in each of his 2 years as a starter, handily, by the way. Last year, they stunk in the red zone, and he got blamed for it. He had 4 more touchdown passes than Bradford has ever had in his career. He's had one season, it was last year, with a touchdown-interception ratio as good as Cousins is over the 2 seasons he's been a starter. And you rank him higher than Kirk Cousins? That's what I don't get.
I think Cordell brought up the point. And Pete Prisco named, again, doing another one of these kind of pieces, named Cousins the most overrated player in the NFL, which I think is ludicrous. Here's the thing, though. It's because of the contract and all the fuss that goes along with it. He is being paid on the franchise tag, not his fault, that is the Washington Redskins' decision for the second straight year, to pay him as a top-5 quarterback. I don't know anybody that's saying, yes, of course, this is a top-5 quarterback who belongs with Rodgers and Brady and Breeze and Andrew Luck or Roethlisberger, whoever. No, there's no one delusional enough to say that. Maybe a couple people whose last name is Cousins might actually say that, but I don't even think they're. That's the key to this whole thing, is because the amount of money he's being paid, this contract stuff, so people now decide that he's overrated. He's not overrated. He may be overpaid because of that's the Redskins' decision-making.
Yeah.
Overrated, I don't think so. We've all got him in this same range.
Should the Nats trade for a starting pitcher at 10:30? Fantasy guru John Hansen at 11. Chris in D.C. is hopping on right now. What's up, Chris?
What's up, fellas? I mean, you got to look at it to be at circumstances, and I think it's when you look at it, it's kind of accurate. I mean, people understand – I hate the Philadelphia Eagles, but what Carson Wentz did was incredible. For him to be a rookie, then say 3 days before the season start with a rookie coach and say, look here, buddy, you're starting, oh yeah, your best offensive lineman, right tackle, he's going to be suspended for the majority of the season. And to beat the teams that he's beaten, like Atlanta and Pittsburgh, you got to tip your cap to the guy. Plus, he doesn't have any great wide receivers or a great running game. I mean, I hate saying this. Old Cowboys fans will hear me.
Hold on, I missed the name.
Wentz. He was talking about Wentz.
Wentz, okay.
Wentz, yeah,
Carson
Wentz was impressive as a rookie. I don't think anybody's saying anything otherwise.
His second half was bad.
But look at this. I'm just trying to say, we all talk about OTAs. I mean, you talk about a kid that said, look here, son, you're going to start 3 days from in the season. You look at the circumstances. You got to look at the whole totality.
Yeah, like Kirk Cousins did in 2015, by the way. He found out a week before the season he was the guy. You didn't give him credit for that.
Are you really going to compare a rookie to –
You didn't give Cousins any credit for that, so it's important, I think, to stay consistent. Wentz, by the way, last year had 16 touchdowns and 14 picks. That's what he had. 16 touchdowns in today's NFL is a minuscule number. 14 picks is a fine number, especially for a rookie, by the way. But 14 picks should come along with 26 touchdowns. His rating was under 80. It was in the 70s. As a rookie, grading him out as a guy who threw 600 times, 62% completion percentage, he had a solid year. There's something there to build on. That team beat some good teams, as you pointed out. He also fumbled 14 times last year. He had very little awareness in the pocket. You know what he looked like was a small school guy that made a big jump, which is exactly what he was, by the way.
And again, he's impressive. We were impressed by him.
I like Carson Wentz. I think he's going to have a really good NFL career. And I can confidently say that at this point. But to put him right now ahead of Kirk Cousins, I don't see that. I don't know how you can do that. And he's not even the biggest issue I have, because the two veterans who have been around forever, who we don't really know what Carson Wentz is.
We got an idea.
Chris might be right. He might be great this season, and last year was just tough for him because of how late he got that job with the first team reps. We know what Joe Flacco is.
Yes, we do.
We know what Sam Bradford is. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Strauss has a nerve impingement. Another weird injury. Normally, pitchers just have something that we've heard of or they don't. For Strasburg, it's always something wacky. We're being told he's not going to miss a start. Should the Nationals trade for a starting pitcher? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.